Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I can only imagine some of you are just waking up. Others of you have been up for a little while and maybe perhaps you're on a walk. Some of you are sitting on the porch listening to the Bible podcast, and perhaps some of you are lying in bed at the end of the day. Wherever this podcast finds you, I want you to know that I am thinking of you and praying for you this morning as I record. Today is Thursday, August 18th. We are reading from Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is the idea of blessing for obedience. Then we'll go to Psalm 82, and we'll end with the end of 1 Timothy in chapter 6, verses 11 through 21. First, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all other nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herd and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. This is the section of Deuteronomy where Moses is giving a final challenge, and he's reminding them, if you follow the laws, the terms of the covenant that I've been telling you over these chapters, then there will be blessing. And if you do not follow, then there will be cursing. And you might notice in verse 14, the last verse that we read, that one of the main tenet of the law is monotheism, meaning there is only one God. Listen to this verse again. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. Let's move on now to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 82. This is a psalm of Asaph. Asaph has 12 psalms attributed to him, number 50 and then 73 through 83. And in this particular psalm, in Psalm 82, this is about God being the ultimate judge. And in this section, God actually is rebuking the kings and the unjust human judges of Israel for not treating the poor and the downtrodden with respect and with justice. And the end of this psalm is a prayer for justice. God presides in the great assembly. He renders judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. The gods know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, "You are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like mere mortals. You will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance." As we move to the New Testament, we are finishing up the book of 1 Timothy today with 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 21. And in this section, Paul is giving his final charge to Timothy. "But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in His own time. God the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal, and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To Him be honor and might forever. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and in so doing have departed from the faith. Grace be with you all." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This passage in 1 Timothy brings up a really good question. What does it mean to take hold of the life that is truly life? Look back at verse 19. "In this way, they will lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." Remember back in John 10:10, Jesus says that, "I have come that all may have life and have it to the full." We, in Christ, have the opportunity to have abundant life here on earth. And also, we are looking forward to our true home with the Lord in glory. And so, this passage reminds us that it is generosity that actually leads to the true life. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. He makes the argument that riches are very uncertain, but hoping in God is a certain way for us to have blessing and enjoyment in this life. Will you pray with me? Father, the psalm reminds us that you reign, that you are the ultimate judge. Help us to be a people who live according to your word, as Deuteronomy reminds us that obedience to your word brings blessing. And if we truly believe that, Lord, it will transform our lives. Help us to be a people who are generous with what we have. Help us to look forward now to what you have for us as a life of someone who is living in accordance with your ways, and to the future, to that future with you, the true life that we will have with you in heaven and the new heavens and the new earth. On this Thursday, I pray, Lord, that you would bless my brothers and sisters wherever they are, that you would give them a sense of your presence, and you would remind them of your faithfulness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.